NICU levels, I, 4, who handles what? Why this module? Your girlfriend works at a level 4 unit, and that single Roman numeral explains why her days are full of the sickest, strangest, most surgical cases in the region. Understanding the level system tells you why some babies get flown in from 300 miles away and why her unit is the end of the line. Learning objectives: explain what each of the 4 neonatal care levels can and cannot do. Describe why level 4 is defined by surgery and subspecialists, not just sicker babies. Understand regionalization, why babies get transferred toward higher levels. Recognize the kinds of cases that specifically land at a level 4 center. The main idea: newborn care in the United States is organized into a tiered system, standardized by the American Academy of Pediatrics, running from level 1 up to level 4. The levels are not about how nice the hospital is. They are a precise statement about what a unit is staffed and equipped to do, and, just as importantly, what it is not. The whole system exists so that a sick baby ends up in a place that can actually handle them, ideally before they get into trouble, rather than after. Level I is the well baby nursery. This is where healthy, term newborns go. Feeding, keeping warm, the routine checks, a little oxygen or observation at most. A level 1 nursery is built around babies who are basically fine. If a baby born there turns out to be premature or sick, the job of the level 1 team is to stabilize and call for transport, not to provide ongoing intensive care. Level 2 is the special care nursery. This handles moderately premature babies, think 32 weeks and up, and babies who need some support but not the full intensive care arsenal. A level 2 unit can give supplemental oxygen, feed a baby through a vein for a while, provide breathing support like continuous positive airway pressure, and manage things that are expected to resolve in days rather than months. Neonatologists or neonatal nurse practitioners staff it. What a level 2 generally cannot do is run a ventilator for a long time on a tiny baby or care for the extremely premature. Level 3 is the true neonatal intensive care unit in most people's minds. This is where very and extremely premature babies are cared for, where mechanical ventilation and high-frequency ventilators are routine, where a full range of medical specialists is available, and where imaging and lab support run around the clock. Most regions have several level 3 units. A level 3 can manage the vast majority of critically ill newborns from birth to discharge. The line it doesn't cross is complex surgery and the rarest, most specialized interventions. Level 4 is the top. A level 4 unit has everything a level 3 has, plus on-site pediatric surgical subspecialists and the ability to perform complex neonatal surgery, heart, brain, chest, and abdomen, in the same building, right now, without transferring the baby anywhere. That single capability, on-site surgery, and the surgeons to do it, is the defining feature. A level 4 also typically offers the most advanced life support, including a heart-lung bypass technology called extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, which we cover in its own module. Because of all this, level 4 centers are where you find the babies with major birth defects that need an operation in the first days of life, the babies who need the most exotic support, and the sickest transfers from every smaller unit around. That word, transfers, points to the logic that ties the whole system together: regionalization. The idea is that a region concentrates its sickest newborns and its rarest expertise in a small number of high-level centers, rather than spreading thin capability everywhere. In practice, this runs in two directions. Ideally, a high-risk mother is moved before delivery, so the baby is born in the right place. This is called maternal or antenatal transfer, and it consistently produces better outcomes than moving a fragile baby after birth. When that isn't possible, a specialized neonatal transport team goes out to a smaller hospital, stabilizes the baby, and brings them back in a mobile intensive care unit, an ambulance, a helicopter, or a fixed-wing plane with an incubator bolted in. A level 4 unit both delivers its own high-risk babies and acts as the regional magnet pulling in everyone else's hardest cases. So what actually lands at a level 4 that wouldn't be handled elsewhere? The surgical newborns are the signature group, a diaphragm that didn't close, so the abdominal organs pushed into the chest and crowded the lungs, a gut that formed outside the body wall, a blocked or malformed intestine, complex heart defects that need surgery in the first week. Then there are the babies who need extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, which only exists at these centers. Then the truly rare conjoined twins, unusual syndromes, tumors, which are so uncommon that only a handful of places have anyone who has seen more than one. And finally, the everyday extreme prematurity that any high-level unit handles, but which arrives at a level 4 in higher concentration because that's where the highest risk pregnancies are steered. For your purposes, the takeaway is simple. When your girlfriend describes a taste that sounds almost unbelievable, that is not a coincidence of a dramatic week, it is the structural consequence of working at a level 4. Her unit is designed to be the place where the impossible cases go. The routine of her job is other units' worst days. At a level 4, a second-year fellow at a level 4 center gets a case mix that fellows at lower-level units simply never see. The surgical newborns, the ECMO candidates, the syndromic, and the one in a million. She also spends real time on the receiving end of transport calls, taking reports from outside hospitals, and helping decide who needs to come in. That breadth is a major reason academic level 4 fellowships are considered rigorous training. The denominator of rare things is just much bigger. Question: who standardizes the neonatal levels of care? Answer: the American Academy of Pediatrics. Question: what is a level 1 nursery for? Answer: healthy term newborns, a well baby nursery, stabilize and transfer if a baby turns out sick. Question: what does level 2, special care nursery handle? Answer: moderately preterm, about 32 weeks and up, and babies needing modest support, like CPAP or short-term IV nutrition. Question: what defines a level 3 unit? Answer: a full NICU, ventilation subspecialists, 24/7 labs and imaging, able to manage most critically ill and extremely premature newborns. Question: what single capability defines level 4? Answer: on-site pediatric surgical subspecialists and complex neonatal surgery in the same hospital without transfer. Question: what advanced life support is characteristic of level 4 centers? Answer: extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, ECMO, a heart-lung bypass technology. Question: what is regionalization? Answer: concentrating the sickest newborns and rarest expertise in a few high-level centers for a whole region. Question: why is antenatal maternal transfer preferred over neonatal transfer? Answer: moving the mother before delivery so the baby is born in the right place produces better outcomes than transporting a fragile newborn afterward. Question: name 3 case types that specifically land at level 4. Answer: surgical newborns, for example diaphragmatic hernia, ECMO candidates, and rare cases like conjoined twins or complex syndromes. Question: why does a level 4 fellow see so many extraordinary cases? Answer: the center is the regional magnet for the sickest transfers and highest risk deliveries. Rare things are concentrated there. Conversation props. Basic: what makes your unit a level 4 instead of a level 3? Is it mostly the surgery? Middle: how often do you get babies transferred in versus born in-house? And does it change how sick they are when they arrive? Insider: do you think antenatal transfer works well in your region, or do you still get too many outborn babies who should have been delivered at your center?